That's it.
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell?
Yeah. It's on, huh? It's recording?
It's recording.
All right. Yeah, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. It's based on a novel by Susanna Clarke.
Okay.
Really good. It's alternate history fiction. What if... Thank you. Thank you. That's very helpful.
What's up?
Is your chicken ready?
I bet Kevin's going to do the mushrooms first. We'll get the mushrooms done, then I'll throw the chicken on last after I'm done with... I got more another round of burgers I can do, too. It's going to cook everything.
Our chicken.
Yeah, I know. So. The Coles, will, when they're ready, he'll do his mushrooms.
You doing the podcast?
Yeah, Dustin says they don't ever do them when we have it, so we're doing
what
it.
What are you doing? Which one?
We don't know. We're just going to figure it out. This is year 7. Year 7 anniversary. How you doing, Seth?
Doing well.
Doing well?
Yeah.
How's the movie scene treated you lately?
Horrible.
Horrible?
Yeah.
Nothing but miserable bullshit. Well, Tyler was just about to tell me about some alternate history thing.
Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. Alternate history, fiction, Napoleonic era, what if there were magicians? The premise is there haven't been magicians in England for 300 years. They ask the question, why aren't there magicians in 300 years? They find a magician.
Oh, okay.
That's it. They use them to combat Napoleon. It's very good.
So, this is a novel?
It's based on a novel. It's a BBC miniseries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is it on Netflix or what's going on?
It's on Amazon.
Oh, I'll check it out then.
Yeah, you have to pay for it. It's not free.
Oh.
But it's...
It'll be free eventually.
It will be, but it's worth it. I think it's worth it to pay for it.
Is it like 6 episodes, 1 season so far?
Yeah. Yeah. They have that weird pay scheme where it's like, you can buy each episode.
Or buy the whole thing.
Yeah, well, the first one's free, and then you can buy the next 5 ones for $3 a piece, or buy the whole thing for 20, and it's kind of going, that math doesn't seem to work out quite so right. I wonder how many people just pay $20 for it.
Yeah. Probably most of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Who knows? I will have to check it out. I still have to finish Daredevil. I'm 1 episode away from finishing Daredevil.
Has it let you down yet?
It hasn't let me down, but like it's gotten a little too dark for me.
Yep.
And I'm kind of like, I don't know. I mean, it's trying to be like a Game of Thrones thing, you know?
Daredevil's a dark character.
I get it. But I mean, like, the last 2 episodes were basically ended when somebody killed somebody. And the first case, I was like, okay, that was kind of shocking, but kind of like, I get it. But in the other case, I'm kind of like, that seemed like we're going to do this. Like, it seemed very self-aware because that character is, like, a pretty important character just in general within the show and in the Marvel Universe. Like, not... Important, but like a known entity of a character, and so to do that seemed like one of those like Game of Thrones things where it's like, you didn't expect us to do this, did ya? And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I got one more left. We'll see how it goes. I still think it's definitely a good show. I mean, it's just better than it needed to be for the most part, you know, for what it is. So I've enjoyed it.
It's like Man of Steel when Superman broke.
Yeah,
Zod's neck, and it was just ridiculous and over the top. And they did it just for shock and awe, because Zack Snyder pretty much wants to do something that hasn't been done before.
Right.
Is my feeling. And he kind of like does what he wants to do. He doesn't care about the actual continuity of the comic books.
Right.
He just wants to do what looks cool and what feels right for his story. And so, going there, I think...
Well, they're doing a different Superman, and that's just the way it's going to be. And maybe that'll be interesting. We'll see how it pans out. I'm not too optimistic, but we'll see.
I'm guessing...
Kind of like a half-Nolan Superman. Halfway in Nolan's world.
Exactly.
Yeah, halfway, because he's producing it. But I think that in the end, Batman versus Superman is going to be utter crap.
Oh, man, like, I can't wait.
Awful crap.
I can't wait.
You'll enjoy it either way, won't you?
Oh, yeah. I like Man of Steel. It was a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. I'll say that from just a fanboy like perspective. But like the movie itself, from continuity, it was awful. And I think Zack Snyder himself shouldn't do superhero films at all.
It had a lot of plot problems.
Yeah. Oh, so many. I mean,
he
screwed it up.
I don't know that I would blame him entirely, though. I feel like a lot of it is just on the direction that Warner's wants to take those characters.
No way!
They're trying to ape Marvel, but they also want to seem darker and edgier than Marvel.
Yeah, but he sees the direction of that.
That's
Zack
true,
Snyder, yeah. He wants to take it darker. He wants to do something that's different, that hasn't been done before. And Superman is such a light character. He is the Boy Scout of superheroes.
Right.
You know, like, we should see that in him and not the dark.
Yeah, I mean, well, I can't speak to it because they didn't do Clark Kent. So if they try, we'll see what they do with Clark Kent in the new one. And, I mean, having Batman, who is the darker character, mm-hmm. to juxtapose with Superman, it'll be weird if it's just like a different kind of darker Superman and then Batman also dark, and then it's like dark versus dark, and it's like, what's that going to do? How's that going to work? I'll be interested. Yeah, so that's a preview of that, I guess. I didn't see Ant-Man yet. I heard it was okay. It was fun.
Trina was bored to tears. I enjoyed it just because.
Like, where does it stand with other Marvel stuff?
It's the least impacting as far as, like, the adventure and action.
Right.
But it's just a heist movie.
Oh, that's cool.
So, it's entertaining to that point. But Michael Douglas honestly takes the spotlight.
Oh, cool.
And he kind of takes over Paul Rudd. He's like, he's the man.
You would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, and so go to see that and expect that.
Okay, well, I didn't expect much. I was just thinking that, I mean, I've enjoyed almost every Marvel movie. I even liked Incredible Hulk. I was just listening to a podcast talk about them.
Yeah, awesome.
And I mean, they were mentioning things. I've only watched it once and haven't really cared to revisit it, but I remember when I watched it, I enjoyed it all right, you know? I didn't hate it or whatever. I mean, I really didn't care for the Ang Lee one. I thought it got really weird. Like, I couldn't figure out if, like, so Nick Nolte was Bruce Banner's dad, and he was, like,
Sir Nick Nolte?
Super, super abusive. No, I said, so Nick Nolte.
Okay.
And he was, like, abusive to him, and that was what kind of the real trigger to his rage or something. I couldn't figure out what was going on there.
I still like when they did the framing, the comic book framing.
I hate that so much. It seems to me so much like a director out of that.
I like that.
It was so good.
Ang Lee, like, that's the only thing he did right.
That to me just seems like such a superficial, like, comic books have panels. What if we did panels? And it'd be like watching a visual comic book. I'm like,
because Ang Lee doesn't know what he's doing.
Like, that's what I mean. It just makes it seem like, so it's funny and ironic, I guess, but I didn't like it in the movie context.
I don't know.
That movie has a soft spot. It has a good place.
Ryan. Gotta sit down. This is the podcast party. We got a podcast. Did you see Ant-Man?
I did not.
Okay. What did you see recently you liked? Or that you wanted to talk about?
I stole one, yeah.
I saw you from the window.
Here, take a seat. Tell us about your viewing habits and what you've enjoyed lately.
I saw Trainwreck.
Oh, was that funny? Was it any good?
It was all right. I didn't get to see the end because the projector broke at the movie theater.
Oh, man. I've been really fortunate that I've never had something like that happen.
Yeah, it was a bummer. It stopped twice. Well, it stopped, and then they, like, rewound it when they fixed it. And then it stopped, like, probably 10 minutes before the movie was over.
That sucks. So do you get, like, a voucher to go see it again if you want to sit through the whole movie again in a day after?
They just gave us, like, a ticket so you can go see
anything. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's a smart plan, then.
Chicken in there.
There's chicken.
Oh.
I'm going to make more chicken later and more burgers later, too, and Kevin's going to make mushrooms. So there's a... It's going to be plenty of food for everybody, and I will invite people to take some with them. Yes, because I don't like having way too much of stuff and then feeling like I need to eat that for dinner for 5 weeks in order to not be wasteful.
You have to.
No.
Otherwise, you are just a consumer of...
But I'm a consumer either way, right?
We all are. Man.
Well, not just movies, though. Like, I mean, it's golden age of television. If you've been checking...
I've just been rewatching Seinfeld. They put it on Hulu, and I've been watching that.
Yeah, but wasn't it on Netflix for a while? Or
I don't think
no.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
Okay.
It's like the first time it's been on like a
streaming site?
Yeah, like a digital platform to watch.
So that's got to suck, because like each episode is a half an hour with the ads and stuff, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty good with the commercials, actually.
Oh,
they're not
true.
They don't take too many, like, too long of breaks. What?
Hulu has ads.
Mm-hmm. Even if you pay for it. I still have Hulu Prime, and I just forgot about it half the time, is that they have the Criterion movies, so like they have old like classic movies that are like, you know, highbrow art movies.
Yeah.
So I have a big collection of those that eventually
I saw
I'll
that they
decide
had,
to
like,
watch.
Seven Samurai. I haven't seen that. I was going to watch that.
Yeah, Yojimbo and Sanjuro. I like Sanjuro. Sanjuro's good. I think I like it better than Yojimbo.
I keep waiting for Netflix to add Alfred Hitchcock movies.
They don't have any, do they?
No, none.
That's weird.
And I like...
They have Alfred Hitchcock Presents, the TV show. It's not all episodes he directed. He did like a few of them. But
yeah, but not the movies itself, though. And
I haven't seen a lot of his movies.
they're freaking phenomenal.
Just I've seen like they're like Vertigo and yeah. like Psycho. Obviously.
He was the godfather of horror. Like before, when horror was out, like it was cheesy, but he did it where you could watch it and actually get scared,
suspense,
like, and be yeah. afraid of birds, you know, like or some dumb crap like that. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've kind of got a weak. That's a weak point for me is Hitchcock. I have not seen enough of his movies.
Yeah I've only seen a few.
I idolize him. I just will
cool.
constantly watch his stuff and get a hard on.
It's a dog.
She wants down. She wants to scavenge.
Go forth.
I'm going to get another chair and tell Dustin the damn podcast happened.
Seven. You're seven.
Podcasting.
You're seven. Yeah. Look at how far back he moves himself.
I'm not gonna talk.
Come on, Dustin.
Peanut gallery.
Peanut gallery. Huh? Yeah, he's gonna throw peanuts at everybody.
I'm just gonna watch it.
What are you guys out there? You're just gonna.
We're just shooting the shite. It's the review. It's the year in review or the summer in review. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it.
Andy's nipples. What about previews?
Previews? Yeah.
I want to know
what's coming up.
If you're looking forward to.
I'm not. We talked about
Straight Outta Compton.
Yes.
Dustin is looking forward to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Not much about that.
He's your favorite, right? Oh no, you like Mac Dre, right?
Well, yeah, but he's dead too.
Okay.
They're all dead, man.
All the good.
They're not all dead.
Pretty much.
Three of the five guys aren't dead.
No, Mac Dre needs to eat.
Yeah, three of the five aren't dead.
Who's the other ones?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Dr. Dre.
And
DOC can barely talk.
Oh my gosh.
What happened to him?
MC Ren's good, but he hasn't put out a decent album for 10 years.
So you're just hating.
I love MC Ren.
You're just hating. That's it.
Ice Cube did like Daddy Daycare or some shit.
That's one of the two movies I wanted to see this summer. That and Jurassic World. And Jurassic World I haven't watched yet. My son saw it, said it was good, and that was enough for me.
In 3D?
I don't know. I just know that he saw it.
Top three best movie, biggest moneymaker so far.
I know, but I don't need to see it until I'm in my couch.
Yeah, I hear that.
What are you talking about?
Jurassic World? Did you see that?
I haven't seen that either.
A bunch of people haven't seen it, but really apparently it's making a zillion dollars.
I haven't like gone to the movies a lot like recently.
I haven't really either. I think the last thing I saw at the theater might have been Avengers 2 or something dumb like that.
Yeah, which
that was okay.
I didn't think that was very
that was
good.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be great.
But Ant-Man, if you watch that though, are you gonna go?
I might. Yeah. You said that there's a heist element. Yeah. I like that. That makes me more intrigued to actually watch it.
And stay through the end.
Well, you always do that for Marvel. So they always do the secret ending.
Avengers 2 didn't do it, so.
Oh, right, they didn't.
Yeah, so this one, stay through the end again.
Right, they're going to move for phase 3.
Ties in for next phase.
Avengers 2? Are you sure?
Yeah, it had a mid-credit one, not an end-credit one.
Yeah, it just had
not
Thanos.
At the end of the whole one.
Thanos go, like, I'm gonna do it myself. And then it's like, no one gives a shit about Thanos.
I'm going to do myself.
I'm going to do myself.
You do you, I'll do me.
Uh-huh. That movie was boring as fuck.
Yeah, I didn't care for it too much.
It wasn't bad.
They should have just called it Hawkeye's Ranch.
I would have preferred it if it was just Hawkeye's
Ranch. That was like
it was not all
half
about
the
Hawkeye.
Movie. It was just them
you're
sitting
full of crap,
Hawkeye.
Dude. No
oh,
way.
Hawkeye, you're back. Like, no. I don't need to meet your
I was
fucking
like,
family.
15 minutes of the movie, and that's it. What about Doctor Who? You a Doctor Who fan?
I've not seen any of the Peter Capaldi stuff. But I like Stephen Moffat as a writer. So, yeah, I've enjoyed some of it. I feel like when they rebooted everything, or not really rebooted, but reset the Doctor, that's kind of, we'll see what that amounts to. How far are you?
My son watched that, not me. Uh-oh. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind
I
of...
My
it's
9-year-old
kind of,
kid watching it for me.
That's a weird show for a 9-year-old kid. I mean, there's like monster weird stuff, but like I think...
It's fine.
I would be bored as hell watching something like that at night.
He's into it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Precocious or something. Yeah.
He's like, you know, he's weird himself. So.
Well, no, but I mean, it's just like it's a lot of like talking and plotting and things that just aren't interesting when you're 9, like from like a viewing perspective.
I don't get him anyway, so.
That'll be interesting. That'll be interesting.
Your son?
Yeah. I try, but it just.
It'll be like Pokemon. He'll teach you and you'll teach him.
Pokemon?
Pokemon.
No, that's like way
we'll teach
beyond
you
him.
And you'll teach him.
Just the watch all mean? The Doctor Who endings on YouTube. I watched it.
Oh, really?
Wait, what was it? Just like, what?
Because they all end the same way where like the Doctor dies and then he's reincarnated.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the next season like a year later.
Yeah, that was a clever idea that came over. They're like, well, if this actor doesn't want to do it anymore, we'll just hire a new actor.
They should do that with James Bond.
They kind of do that. But
just kill him?
Or like have his baby be the next James Bond or something.
They've
like
alluded that. To that before, because when Bond used to be Sean Connery the first time, but then when it became the other guy, George Lazenby, Zach would know these things, but he's not, apparently doesn't care about the podcast anymore. George Lazenby turns and looks to the camera after some of the action sequence at the beginning, how every Bond starts with an action sequence, and he said, this never used to happen to the old guy. And then, you know, recognizing, hey, I'm not Sean Connery. And then the idea is, some fans got the idea of, like, maybe James Bond is just a title that a character, that anybody gets. So that's part of how they've joked around with the idea of, like,
so when you, once you reach that level of agent, you become
well,
James
like,
Bond.
Yeah, that, like, that's your code name as an agent, you know?
Or The Rock. Yeah. The Rock is the other euphemism for James Bond.
When are they going to get rid of Daniel Craig?
I think he's going to do two more. Soon, and that'll be the 25th one. I've heard that the next one's going to be a two-parter. And the next one's 24, Spectre, which actually looks pretty cool. But Sam Mendes says he's not going to direct another one after that. He did Skyfall.
Yeah.
And so then the next one would be the 25th Bond movie. I think it sounds like he just didn't, you know, you get tired of doing the same stuff or whatever.
What was it that what was the last thing he did before?
He was like he was like an Oscar bait guy.
Yeah,
like, you know,
American
he did like
Beauty and shit.
American Beauty or
then he did Jarhead, which was like whatever.
And Revolutionary Road.
Jarhead
and stuff
was
like
great.
That.
That was a good movie. No, that was a great film.
American Beauty was kind of whatever, but it won an Oscar that year. A couple, I think.
Just because she was, like, naked in a bunch of roses?
No, it was the whole, like, you know, it was the whole, like, that. Oscars has weird, like, seasonal things. Like, if there's no big movie about, like, World War II or
AIDS
no big,
or something.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or dead actor.
It's
got to
be
director.
AIDS.
Yeah. Or the love of Hollywood that it kind of goes to some sort of just
go-to drama.
It
could be like Louis Anderson has AIDS and he'd win an Oscar.
I'd watch that.
I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Oh, no.
I have AIDS. Meow.
Circle gets the square. Did he host that one? Or
I have
host...
a persistent cough.
Yeah, he did host The Feud for a while.
I wasn't sure if it was Family Feud or if he was the other one.
It's The Feud.
It was The Feud, but it was so that it wasn't Hollywood Squares.
No. Okay. It's The Feud. Okay. That's the what feud. People that watch it call
what
it.
What about you, Jason? What's the last interesting thing you watched or consumed media-wise?
Gay porn.
He only watches his own.
That's a different podcast.
What was I watching lately? I don't know. I've been watching some stupid... I watched the show Life. And
oh, that it was an NBC show where the guy's the cop and then he gets out of prison.
Yeah, he got out of prison and got given like $50 million or something.
Right, yeah, like a settlement. Yeah. But then he decided to, and he got promoted to be a detective because he was just a beat cop, right?
Yep, he was. It's a pretty good show. It's fun watching him spend his money. He buys nice cars and wrecks.
Have you finished it?
No, I'm just on the second. I don't know, like second disc or something. Okay. The first season, but it's pretty good.
I think it was two seasons, or I mean, it's one of those ones like NBC. Anytime anything good's on NBC, they, if you're lucky, when they cancel it, they at least can rush to an ending. So that's the case with Life. I remember that being a show that felt like it could have gone on a little longer, but they kind of.
Do you watch The Blacklist?
No, Seth likes that Blacklist.
Yeah,
I saw part of one and thought like, yeah, this is all right, but like
I've only seen the first season, but I liked it.
I watch Hannibal, and Hannibal has got the rush canceling thing now too.
Oh, is it
in season 3? Yeah.
What about the 12 Monkeys? Did you guys watch
the series?
Yeah,
no, the sci-fi series.
Yeah, no, I heard that it was up pretty good.
But... Is it like on sci-fi?
Yeah,
you watched Ascension. You said that was pretty good, right?
Which one's that?
That's the Mad Men in space, where it's in the 60s, but then they send them off.
Oh yeah, that's all right, and it ends up being. In a room. It's not actually in space.
Oh, that's the twist.
Oh, whoops. I wasn't just
now we know. We just saved us all a bunch of time.
12 Monkeys is on Netflix, though, right? The show?
No, it's
a sci-fi show.
Show.
It's on Sci-Fi Channel,
it
Channel 48.
Just came out this year,
oh, really?
Yeah.
You
have to have cable to have it.
And they had the movie.
Screw that.
In like 95.
That was Terry Gilliam,
yeah. But now they have a show.
But you, Seth. Seth's been watching 2.5 Men, so all of us don't have to.
Dude, that show's funny.
So it's pretty funny.
But how is everyone
Force
feeling?
Awakens,
are you going to be okay, man? Are you going to handle
it? I think
it?
It'll be all right. I'm excited for it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, are you mentally prepared and emotionally prepared for what it's going to be in any sense? Because it could, I mean,
I think it'll be. My whole view is that it can't be worse.
We'll have to be adults.
It can't be any worse than what they've already done. Yeah. So that's like,
right?
I have that.
But what if it's
even if it's shitty? I'm like, maybe
well executed, but just so like offensively cookie cutter. Yeah. But it's like, this is a B+ because it's done well.
Has Abrams ever done anything offensively cookie cutter?
Kind of, I mean, sort of.
With what?
Well, he follows certain rules.
No, like, he just, like makes... Star Trek, were those movies cookie cutter?
Not really. But not they were really, okay, no. Though. They were okay.
Completely different.
Yeah, they were
and in a good
the
way.
One okay. Was kinda...
So no, you're passionate. Yeah, oh, you're
I think he's going to freaking kill it.
You think it's going to kill
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the record.
Yeah, I think I'm
cautiously optimistic.
As continuity goes,
I won't let myself get that excited about it just because I don't want
to
get...
You got to put a little more...
It was smart of Disney to kill the continuity of the books and the comic books.
That had gotten pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, that was a good idea. And so right there, he has a game plan to go off of. And so I think him as a director and his vision,
right,
he goes way beyond what Lucas would have done because he's a hack.
We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, come on.
Lucas
killed the last three episodes.
Episode
he's
three
horrible.
Was good. He was out of touch.
Wasn't. Wait, you mean four?
Episode three.
The
Revenge of the Sith.
No, that wasn't good.
It was good.
It wasn't.
It was better.
Okay, it was better than the three.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
but
was better than the
but
other
but it
ones.
Wasn't good.
Yeah, I would say it was good.
Okay, so on that a was, scale of 1 to 10.
It's good. What's good in that scale? I don't know.
I have no idea. What?
Yeah, let's give it a
you
six.
Think it was a seven?
I will say
no, six
is
be good,
six
right?
is passing, right? That's yeah. like good.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Out of 10, 6 is the low end. 6 is fair, like.
Okay.
Yeah. Not good,
well,
but fair.
Let's say that, then. Six. I'll just still go with 6.
It's so much.
I don't know. He was doing about
I will say this about the prequels. The one thing that they needed to do in terms of like being able to sort of believably set up like a scenario for the collapse of the Republic and the rise of the Empire, that part was successfully accomplished in the
it was, yeah.
And set up and everything else.
So, in a boring way, though.
And you know what? You're right, but I mean, then I look at what the sort of stuff Marvel movies get away with sometimes, and there's a lot of boring shit in movies that people give credit to. You talk about your Zack Snyder stuff, and I mean, Superman
that,
versus Batman is going to be a 4-hour movie.
I'm not excited about that.
Are you serious?
I don't know how long it will be. It'll probably be two. They'll probably at the last minute break it into two,
and it's
going to
suck.
And then
it'll
come out with like a. Director's cut that's like 6 hours.
Yeah, 17 yeah. hours. Yeah.
And it's always gonna suck.
This is Ben Affleck flipping over the Batmobile tire 6 more times to finally put the Batmobile
so
back
strong.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That movie I just have no faith in Zack Snyder. Anybody that's seen Sucker Punch.
Hey,
yeah.
Did you guys watch the new...
No way! Are you fucking... Is that
you watched the new Suicide Squad
the trailer?
The chicks were hot.
Yeah.
I think that
like
that could be different, but I don't... I think that's also really
like
dumb, too.
Yeah,
video.
No. Will Smith is like the worst
a
cast you can choose
was
for Deadshot. He's such a hack.
It could be weird. I like Smith and stuff, but it's weird to see him in an ensemble thing taking sort of a partnership.
Yeah, and he just plays himself.
Well, yeah, usually.
And that's why it sucks.
That's what he does, yeah.
Yeah, he's a terrible actor, and he plays one role, Will Smith. Suicide Squad.
Will Smith's great, man.
He's awful.
What do you hate, Will Smith?
What about Denzel Washington?
Have yeah, seen, he's hey, awful.
He's like the black Nicolas Cage.
Have you ever seen Bad Boys 2?
Yeah.
Then you can't talk shit about Will Smith.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
Bad Boys 2?
And Bad Boys 2 are terrible.
Isn't Bad Boys 2? Isn't Bad Boys 2 when the shit gets serious?
They start flipping cars down the freeway.
Oh, Transformers 4. Did everybody actually stay awake through that?
I tried to slit my wrist, but my son stopped me.
Oh, no. He's like, Dad,
don't.
I wanted to leave about 45
minutes. I watched it on Netflix, and even then I felt still wanted to leave.
And then, yeah, like, I felt like it had been on for 2 hours, and it had been 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was just never ended.
Still made $1 million. Everybody went and saw it. Everyone has hated Transformers movies.
Oh, yeah, I saw
and
it.
And everyone still sees them. Yeah. They still make $1 million, so they can just keep making them. And now they've got, like, a committee of all these writers they're going to have.
Someone else has it, though, like the Reigns, right? Their director?
I don't know that it is.
Everybody no, it's not Bayos. Good.
Yeah. What?
Everybody yeah. thinks the next one will be good.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
No.
It's because it's they fuck be with you. Like, the first one was good, second one was terrible, and then the third one was good, I thought.
The third one was way too long.
The third one was cool. All the Chicago, like, assault stuff, that 40 minutes there, was actually that pretty was, cool.
Yeah, when they were like...
But everything up to that was who cares.
They're like squirrel suiting.
Yeah, exactly.
Half an hour too long, though.
Well, of course. Those movies are all about 45 minutes too long.
Yeah.
I mean, Dustin has a good point. There's movies that can be 90 minutes and they get right to you.
Yeah.
That Slow West Western I was telling you about that those guys all liked, that's like 80 minutes.
I thought it was a TV show.
No, it's on Amazon.
It's a movie?
It's a movie, yeah.
What's it called?
It's like 80 minutes. Slow West. You might like it.
Like you were talking about.
Yeah.
What?
Dustin.
Slow West. No, he's talking about the idea of... I was talking with him about it.
Never mind. Of short run times.
No, yeah.
I think they should do the next Transformer with the handy cam. Like
oh, like a found
Optimus
footage?
Optimus Prime and a GoPro? Yeah.
It'll be like Cloverfield, but as a...
Cloverfield was a great film.
No, I like Cloverfield.
I think it was a great film.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I wouldn't say great,
what was the one
I
with the kids?
On a scale of 1 to 10...
The kids that get the superpowers.
That was pretty good.
Oh, that one was probably the best found footage that was weird.
That was, I thought that was awesome.
That's got a stupid name, but
what was that,
makes
like
it hard to remember.
Years ago? I didn't see that
like
one.
3 or 4 years Super ago.
No, it was called...
Super 8?
No, Super 8 was the J.J. Abrams movie that wasn't a found footage.
It was...
Chronicle.
That's why, because it doesn't make any sense at all.
Like, why it's called that.
Because it chronicles the time.
But it's not easy to remember.
But it doesn't fit... There's nothing relevant to the character.
The kid that was in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
That
you mean
like
Amazing Spider-Man 2?
The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I never saw
that.
I don't like that guy's face either.
That guy bothers me.
But that's the whole point. He looks like a petulant little child face.
He just looks like a little prick.
A little snot-nosed teenage kid that's mad.
But yeah, I thought that movie was awesome.
Yeah, I hear that. Chronicle was good. Yeah, it was okay.
So what's that Western thing about?
It's so this kid comes over from Scotland to look for this girl that he fell in love with, her and her dad had to leave because it's like a class warfare thing, and like the kid is rich and he loves the girl, and so then his uncle comes to take him away, and then he slaps the girl, and then the dad pushes the uncle and then falls and hits his head on a rock, so then they leave and they got a price on their head. So he's just this kid with a little bit of money trying, like an idiot, to like find his way through West to find this girl. And then this guy decides to help him for some money, but it turns out he's a bounty hunter, so he's just trying to find these people because there's a bounty on him.
What?
It's like an old Western movie?
Yeah, well, it's a new Western. It was made recently. It has a really cool look. Instead of being all washed out and brown, it's really vibrant colors, like the skies are really blue, and the very ending, like the last half is, it's kind of slow in some bits, even though it's a slow runtime. But the assault at like the place with like all the different people shooting and all the different stuff happening is actually a pretty cool little Western moment.
Huh. What's that new Tarantino movie?
Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Hateful Eight.
I don't know anything about
it's
it.
It's going to be awesome.
I watched a trailer or something for it, but there's like nothing that happened.
I don't know what to make of it.
Tarantino. It's classic.
The last two ones I watched this were terrible.
What?
The Django and...
Django's awesome.
Glorious Bastards.
Those are both amazing.
I feel like they were the same.
They were very similar,
but
I was more accepting of
Glorious
Bastards.
No.
It felt like it was 4 hours.
Okay.
Which one?
What did you not like about that?
It was like, what, 2.5? 2:45?
It was so good.
It was funny as hell, though, I thought.
Yeah.
It was all right.
There was, like, slow spots.
But Glorious Bastards was like a talking flick.
Well, that's a...
But
Tarantino
it's
movie.
Tarantino, and also he like gives relevance to the war, right? Not really, but
whatever he does.
It's just about a movie theater, right?
I think his take on violence is like so
Hitler in the movie theater.
Isn't that what is it about? Yeah, like trying to assassinate somebody in the movie theater or something. Like
somebody, nobody of importance. But
I think he did a good job though, as far as like you know.
It felt like a really crappy Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah, that's a good point. Never thought about that.
I haven't seen that in years.
But Django is honestly, I think, a great film. Until the end when, what's his name, is like smiling at the end when he blows up the house and stuff. You know, like, all right.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, and that
when
got cheesy.
He shot that lady, though.
Yeah,
and she, like, flew so far.
That was so good.
That was so funny, dude.
Like, how can you not... Oh, I love that.
Really?
don't know. I just they should movies should be 90 minutes, and if they're longer, they should have like a warning on them.
You hate they film put them. The runtime on the back of the box.
It should be big on the front. Say, this movie will take a large.
You can read that online on the back of the DVD.
I feel like feature length should be like a set time.
No way.
Cut an hour and a half out of Schindler's List. So, we need to see all this shit.
Did you like The Hobbit broken up into, did you like The Hobbit broken up into three different 3-hour films?
Wait, or should it just been Lord of the Rings?
No, The Hobbit's the one before.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
It's the newer movie.
The only one I know of is the one with the cartoon one.
The cartoon one is great because it's 70 awesome. Minutes long.
Yeah, it's a good one, right?
And it does the whole story effectively in 70 minutes.
In it, right?
Yeah, and The it's Hobbit is not meant to be 6 hours.
It's not.
It's they just like it out. He killed it. Well, it was awful.
They wanted to make some more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sucked.
It was a real cash grab.
What's another I feel like what, you said Willow was like that too, right? 90 minutes or something?
I will never ending story. A lot of those, I don't know how, Willow might be 2. It might be like 212.
Willow's a classic.
But it's a lot of fun. James Horner score. There's just a lot of those 90s movies that like never ending story and stuff where you look at them or 80s movies and you're like, oh wow, yeah. Because here's the thing. There is a set runtime and it was pretty acceptable that it would be at least, unless it was some Oscar drama thing, that it would be about 90, 95 minutes. And anything beyond that was like unusual. But it started being pushed, I would say, in like the last about 15 years. And now the sort of almost acceptable runtime is 2+. And it's almost like people are discouraged, you know, like it's not worth it. And then they charge, you know, the theater prices go up. It's like, well, if I'm going to pay this much to go, I want it to be 3 hours. And you know what? They'll just get on their fucking phones and tweet half the time during the boring parts. And they get free AC in the summer. And it takes care of your kids for half the day. And so, like, it becomes a weird thing. Or you watch it at home and you pause it and watch it 2 nights in a row.
I'd pay $20 and watch a good 70-minute movie.
Well, no, I hear you.
And watch a 3-hour
movie. Because you are talking about, like, flow and the economy of story. And when something is done really economically, you know, without feeling like it's too paint-by-numbers, then it's great. It's amazing. And it's like, hey, look, they did all of these things so quickly, but I don't feel like it was rushed. You know, you have to earn the character moments and all the arcs and everything else. It's very tricky, yeah. I mean, I think part of the problem is that there's just too much of an acceptance, especially with something like the fourth Transformers movie,
oh my God.
Where it's just like none of this shit needs to be here. I'm sorry, don't explain to me the weird pedophile law in Texas that lets this guy bang this teenager. You know, cut that part out.
That's,
you know,
in the movie.
Yeah.
And that dude is so badass with his Red Bull car.
Yeah, the Red Bull car.
It's cool.
So, he's a badass.
Yeah, it's cool.
He is a badass.
They should do like an Oscar Mayer Wiener Transformer.
Yeah. It like transforms and just has a huge cock.
No, the catch is it has a little one. When it folds down, it's trying to make up for it.
Clever.
That'd be ridiculous.
He's too smart for this. I like that.
Adam Solins would be so into that.
Transformer dicks?
He'd buy into that so fast.
They have to have, like, a vibrator or something on the market for women.
I'm sure they do.
He probably has that.
He probably has that, yeah. But he uses it for himself.
I gotta go turn some lights
on. It's, like, this big, and then you unfold it, and it's, like, fucking...
It's transformed into an awesome vibrator. So, what do you got watching? It's good.
I've been watching Royal Pains.
What the hell is that?
A USA show, and it's so ridiculously mind-numbing... numbingly like bland.
Awful?
Yeah, that it's I can like sit there in bed.
It is on USA.
Just forget about everything.
Yeah, it's USA, and so you just like watch it without having to think. After work, I watch one episode and then I pass out, and I'm like, all right, it's good. But it's not a good show. But I just watch.
There's been like two good USA shows ever.
Yeah, Psych.
Psych, obviously, and Burn Notice.
Yeah, Burn Notice is great.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
That's with the Army of Darkness guy, right?
Yeah. Bruce Campbell. Are you stoked about that Ash versus the Evil Dead?
Oh, it's going to be freaking amazing.
Wait, they're making a new Army of Darkness?
It's a TV show. It's going to be on Showtime, I think.
August, right?
Sam Raimi's directing the pilot.
Longer away than that.
September?
I liked Army of Darkness October? All right, but...
Did you like the remake?
I thought I did.
December?
See. I mean, the remake
January?
Of Evil Dead.
Evil Dead?
Yeah.
No. And I'm not a huge Sam Raimi guy. I enjoy some of this stuff, but...
You don't like Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Mans.
I was joking.
What about...
it's awful.
Did you see Drag Me to Hell?
I like Drag Me to Hell.
That was
like,
awesome.
But that was like another 90-minute movie, I think. It was pretty short and effective, for sure. Army of Darkness has some really slow, boring parts where he just like overindulgent with his kind of goofy humor. Right.
What about Evil Dead though?
I haven't seen Evil Dead, and I think I might have seen parts of it. Yeah.
The first two are basically just the same.
No,
I think I watched it.
Evil Dead's a remake of Army of Darkness, and it's
Army of Darkness is the third one. Evil Dead one and two are remakes.
Evil Dead
two is just like
a bigger budget version.
Yeah, like a bigger budget version.
Okay. Okay.
Evil Dead two and then Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now there's like a show.
Have you seen Evil Dead two?
I've seen. Yeah, it's actually
Evil Dead, right? And then.
Yeah.
Or being well, in Army of Darkness, he teleports into...
Yeah, in the, in the beginning of Army of Darkness, it starts and he's at S-Mart.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, yeah, there's like a fucking...
there's like two different
some
cuts
demon
in there,
that comes and like he gets dragged into like a portal to like a different time.
Well, there's two versions then, right? Because I remember the S-Mart thing, but I also remember him just like getting sucked in as they're telling the story like from the actual like cabin.
Well, that happens at the end of the second one.
Okay.
But then they kind of... Yeah, I don't know how that works, because then they start the third one in, like, a completely different... It's, like, ends a certain way and then starts the third one a completely different way. It doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I guess. This is before things were all franchised and
coming. I don't think they gave too much of a shit.
Yeah, there are a few bats around here. They eat the mosquitoes. How about that, you know?
That's a good thing.
It is good.
They eat their weight in mosquitoes or something, don't they?
I would imagine.
They eat tons of mosquitoes a night.
It helps us out. I sprayed some yard guard down and bats are around, so I think we'll be good.
As long as there's no bald eagles, right?
Yeah. So, anything else, Dustin, on your first podcast?
I don't know. I watched Parallels last night. You guys ever seen that movie?
I watched that. Didn't that feel like a pilot to a sci-fi movie?
Yeah.
Or a sci-fi show. It was totally a show pilot.
Into it, and then it ended.
You started realizing like they're not going to have an ending. I figured out about 20 minutes in.
Well, that was a short one. That was only an hour and 23 minutes.
It was short. Yeah, it was totally a pilot, like a 2-hour TV pilot for a show.
I thought it was pretty good.
The idea was interesting.
What was there, but yeah. It was just over.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a remake of Sliders. Do you remember Sliders from the '90s?
That show is great. They have that on
Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? Yeah. I watched like a couple episodes of that the other day.
Sliders?
Yeah, it was really
great.
It's a great show. And Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap was a lot of fun. So freaking amazing.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that.
Sliders was good until it moved to sci-fi, and then they added the whole like Cro-Mag thing, and then like had his brother take over for him, and I kind of quit paying attention.
Well, when he left, it was bad.
Yeah, but, when Jerry O'Connell left.
Yeah, but I'm surprised they tried to keep it going.
Yeah.
Jerry O'Connell's like a thespian.
Yeah, right.
Jerry O'Connell was fucking...
Well, they had some good episodes.
Heidi Klum or something, right?
He was
like married to a supermodel.
I thought it was Stamos' wife.
Isn't that
Rebecca Romijn?
Yeah, that's who it is. Good for him.
Mystique. The fat kid from Stand By Me
is just railing some prime cuts.
Looks like he's never aged.
Yeah.
Like he's always looked the same through his whole career.
Yeah, for a while.
Our body.
Ever since Joe's apartment.
Was he in that TV show where his sister was a robot, too?
No, he was in the TV show My Secret Identity, where he had the superpowers, and there was the zany scientist neighbor, and like he could float, so he could use aerosol cans to make himself fly, and then he had a couple other powers.
Did he turn into a car?
I don't think so. I don't think he turned into a car.
That would be a dope show.
No, wasn't there a show way back in the day that... Like,
I would love to see Jerry O'Connell turn into a car.
Like, morph into different objects and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that was one of the powers he got towards the end of the show when they like, ran out of ideas or something. I don't know.
He reminds me of a Porsche.
Yeah, it was like something like that.
Like the GoBots or something.
What was that old cartoon show with the dinosaurs? And people ride them?
Dino Riders, but that was like a cartoon that was just for like to sell the toys because all cartoons were just to sell the toys.
Like two toys.
And they had weapons on them and stuff.
Yeah, Dino Riders.
Awesome Dino Riders.
There was Dino Riders. There was Dino Saucers, which was the one where it was like they were
live action.
They were anthropomorphized like dinosaur. Like on two legs or whatever.
Like feed the baby.
But no, that was called dinosaurs. Yeah. That was live action. It was Jim Henson.
It was like Family Matters, puppets. But they were dinosaurs.
Yeah, it was on TGIF for a while.
Dinosaurs and Cadillacs too.
Yeah. Cadillacs awesome. And dinosaurs. I used to watch the shit out of
that one. Was
show.
Awesome. Pink Cadillac.
It was just
dinosaurs.
People in Cadillacs. Yeah. Was it? Dinosaurs.
Cool. So any recommendations?
Huh?
Besides the
stuff to watch?
Show?
The short stuff? I don't know. I still have one episode of Daredevil. I already said that.
I haven't finished that either.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. I recommended that to you, so I got a win there. Good. Yeah.
I feel like I want to like it more, but I just don't for some reason. I don't really like
Marvel's
the guy
like that with
much.
A lot of stuff. I like the guy a lot.
I think he's just kind of like whatever to me.
No, but that's the there's something about the way he's. I mean, he's the same way in Boardwalk Empire, that HBO show.
I haven't watched that.
His style like is just he's very calm. He's almost right. Kind of quiet, and I feel like it works for that character of Daredevil because like with the sensory stuff,
right.
He would be that way. He would be like really reserved and quiet because he's taking so much in all the
What's
time.
What's the lady? Is like doc nurse doctor
secretary? Friend. Oh, Rosario Dawson.
Yeah,
yeah.
I actually like her in that show, and I normally don't.
Well, that's
she kind of bothers.
Well,
me
she's kind of a background, but she's a good character.
Yeah, she's just kind
of
there.
She's in and out of the show.
Yeah,
and then the dude, the comic relief dude.
Foggy.
Yeah, his like law partner.
Yeah, yeah. That's from the comics.
I just don't like Vincent, the villain.
Vincent
guy.
D'Onofrio of Fisk.
Oh yeah.
We'll see. I've got one more, and then I can rain
like
on
a retarded
that.
Child.
Well, that's kind of an element to it. There is sort of a childish like he hasn't gotten over things yet element. Uh-huh. He's definitely playing it for the back seats. You know, he's. Playing big.
But he's going to be out of it on season 2?
I do not know what happens. I haven't seen the last episode. I will have to see that.
Don't give it away, man.
Maybe somebody else, they're going to have like a...
Well, no, they're going to bring Elektra in, which is the assassin that Daredevil knew, and that's another big character from the show. So we'll see. That's all I do know about season 2.
I'm just waiting for more Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
It's great.
It's weird, though, because it's like it totally wouldn't exist if Breaking Bad didn't exist. Because
right.
It wouldn't have the cachet to do it.
Yeah.
But then the fact that there's something like that on TV is... But I don't know. We talked about this already, but like...
Right.
I was much more on his side when he was really trying to make a go of it. And then I feel like at the very end of that first season when he just
really?
Kind of gives up.
He hasn't seen it.
Well, I know, but it's not really... I'm not going to say what happens. Right. It just kind of... I feel like they kind of like drop the theme a little there.
Right.
But it's definitely, it's fun. I mean, you like Breaking Bad?
Oh yeah, I love Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is awesome.
It's got the same kind of sort of, it's weird to describe it, kind of, you know, it's kind of a weird humor to it?
Yeah.
Where like, people would watch it and be like, this is serious, and so it's serious. But then like, if you like, you can kind of take a moment, take a step back and be like, oh no, this is kind of funny actually. Yeah. Like, or what's happening here is
boring.
Funny.
Have you seen Fargo?
I'm predisposed to
Yeah,
like,
Fargo's good.
Yeah, Billy Bob is
good.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Fargo.
Oh, dude, my ass.
Love it.
No.
Aces.
Aces.
No, I liked Fargo.
The best line that was, yeah, when the lady goes, later, I'm going to put my finger up your ass. He goes, aces.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Where are you going, Zach?
I'm out of here.
You leaving?
I had to contribute.
That's it. That's all we got. We needed it. We got it.